Radio Divas.
Check me out.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio. Yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what happened?
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Divas. Yeah.
Yo, B, they ready. Let's go.
I'm feeling myself.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, Dale Mavericks. My Maybach, Black Magic. Bitch never left, but I'm back at it. And I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. Can you think about me when he whacks off? Wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that nigga like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce. Or on the run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself.
Change the game when that digital drops. Know where you was when that digital popped. I shot the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I shot the world.
World stop.
Carry on.
Kitty on feet. Pretty on feet. Pretty gang always keep them niggas on geek. Riding through Texas. Feed him for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nikki is tight. I said, yeah, nigga, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that pipe. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me brain like NYU. I said, teach me, nigga, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work. Keep digging that work. I got it. 36 for that real, pinky full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby.
I'm feeling myself. Cooking up the bass, looking like a kilo. He just wanna space. Bitches ain't got punchlines or flow. I have both and an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that hoe know.
He in love with that
cook. Why these bitches don't ever be learning? You bitches will never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques on my records, that's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40. I am a rap legend, just go ask the kings of rap. Who is the queen and things of that nature? Look at my finger, that is a glacier. Hits like a laser. Whipping on that work. Trippin' off that perk. Flippin' up my skirt and I be whipping all at work. Taking trips with all them keys. Car keys got bees. Singing with the queen bee and we be whipping all of that D. Cause we dope girls, we
flawless.
We the poster girls for owlers. We run around with them bowlers. Only real niggas in my cowlers. I'm the big kahuna. Go let them whores know. Just on this song alone, bitches on her fourth floor. You like it, don't you?
Snitches.
Young Money.
Hey. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Here we go.
It's my time to rise. It's my time to shine.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Radio Divas.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. How is everyone doing tonight?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Yeah. Resting on this good old 9/11. You know what I'm saying? Chilling out.
And now, shout out to everyone who is listening, everyone who lost someone. Today marks the 15th year anniversary of the 9/11 attack, when nearly 3,000, I think around 3,000 people were killed because of that attack. So we are mourning. We are, you know, showing much respect to people who lost someone during that time. So shout out to everyone who's tuning in and who has took a step in remembering someone today. So shout out to them, definitely. We're going to go ahead and get kicked off. We're going to check in right quick. DJ Saxy, fill us in on your weekend real quick.
Hey, this weekend was pretty laid back. I just had a little private event here and there. And then last night, shout out to my sister and her crazy classmates. We had a house party for her birthday. And it was just insane here last night. And, yeah, everybody's recovering. Some people made it to the church house this morning. Some people did it.
Right.
But we had a good time.
Hopefully it's not like the movie where everybody forgets what happened and you have to find the camera. What movie was that? I can't think about it. What's the name of the movie, Jed?
What was that? The Project X?
Where they all have the bachelor party and they can all go away, but nobody remembers anything. The dentist gets his tooth pulled out.
Oh, The Hangover.
The Hangover.
Hopefully it's not like The Hangover where nobody remembers anything and we got to find the camera to find out what happened. You better not have any teeth missing or any new tattoos.
We had no teeth missing, but it might have been a couple of folks that was wondering what was going on. No, we had people waking up in the living room this morning.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to DJ Sexy on that weekend party, Tim.
Okay, that was a turn-up.
Miss Blue. I know, right? Miss Blue, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am here.
Please check in. Let us know.
Well, I just celebrated my 32nd birthday. It was my birthday, and, you know, I had a pretty laid back, nothing too fancy or anything, just, you know, relaxed a little bit. I actually just made it back to Cali today, so kind of tired, all that long drive and all that stuff. So pretty much I'm back. I know I've been missed MIA for a minute, had a lot going on. Real quick, I just want to give a shout out to my cousin who had just recently passed away a couple days ago. Love you and I miss you. And so I love you. So, but other than that, you know, I'm hanging. Just hanging in there.
We're sorry for your loss. But also, happy birthday to you. We all sent you birthday shout-outs, but happy birthday again from Ground Heart Radio, Radio Divas. We hope you enjoyed your birthday. Shout-out to you. Shout-out to Miss Erica Arthur, who is not here with us tonight, but who is always here in spirit, who is heavy on promo and hitting me up and keeping me motivated. So shout-out to Miss Erica Arthur, the love doctor. tonight we have an exciting episode. I am really, really, really excited about this episode. Saxy has booked a Dominican artist, a Latin artist, and I love diversity. I love music of just different music, diverse music. So I'm very excited about tonight. Her name is Bianca, a woman, a diva on her grind. We definitely want to salute to her, represent well for her. Also, I just listened to some of her covers, what she does in Spanish, and I was blown away. I was like, oh, my God, this is really good. This is actually really good. And she's actually a charting artist, you know. So definitely want to definitely represent and show her support and love. Also, real quick, shout out to my Mr. Awesome, Mr. G Chronicles, who is running the music,
appreciate
running the
that,
boards,
yes.
Making sure we're on time for everything. Shout out to you. Do we have our artist in? I know we had an early interview tonight.
Yeah, she should be here any minute, ladies. And I just wanted to ask DJ Session this real quick. Is Bianca related to Rosa Acosta? Oh, we don't know.
I'm not sure. I don't think so, but we can ask and see.
Okay.
They look alike.
They
a little bit.
Yeah.
They do. Yeah, they do.
And I just saw the last name,
and
I said, well, you know, yeah. But she's definitely doing the thing. I heard a little bit of her music. I got to, you know, hear a sample or whatever the case may be, and I'm excited that she's going to be on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Everybody's excited. Very. And she's pretty. She's really, really pretty. I looked at her. She's really pretty. Shout out to all my light skins this y'all season, so keep grinding. It's light skin season. Go light skin, but that's all right. I'm chocolate. We coming back. It's going to get warm. It's going to get cool out. So shout out to all my chocolate sister, chocolate brothers who are going to make a comeback in the wintertime.
That's right.
While we're waiting on our guest for tonight, I'm going to go ahead and just add
when 9/11, when the news broke that, you know, all the attacks were going on, where were you? What do you remember about that day 15 years ago?
I'm going to take that first.
I'll go ahead and go first. Okay. I was in high school when that actually happened. My junior year, my ex-husband was actually in the service. He was actually in the Navy, and he was stationed out in Japan. And and so I was trying to get a hold of him when I found out something was, that 9/11 was happening.
Yeah,
so
we can always reset this conversation.
Oh, yeah, we'll go ahead and go to the gas, huh?
Yeah.
No, but we know that's a scary feeling to have someone who's directly involved in the Army or the Navy and they're away from home. So we definitely know how you feel. Shout out again to everybody who has lost someone from 9/11. Saxie, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to you, let you introduce our guest for tonight and get us kicked off.
Sure thing. All right, everybody out there in Radio Diva land, tonight's guest is here. And coming to us all the way from the lovely land of Chicago, the Chicago's Latin Sunbird, topping the charts in the dance, lesson dance, top 20. Make sure I get that right now. We have the one, the only, Bianca Acosta. Ooh.
Man, that entrance was amazing. How are you guys?
Gotta roll out the red carpet for you.
For real, though. Hey. What's going on?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Welcome
thank
to
you
Radio
for
Diva.
Taking time to come. Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and get kicked off with a couple of questions that I have. I want to welcome you to Radio Divas. I'm Mika, and I was very excited when I saw your bio. I read through your bio and listened to some of your covers. Tell us a little bit about your background. How do you, you know, get into music, your background into music, and just a little bit there.
For sure. So I've been really singing since I was little. Like, I was a little girl with my Fisher-Price cassette player with the microphone attached to it. But I really started taking it, like, seriously, making a career out of it a couple years back. And I had performed at a club in Chicago called Red Kiva. And then that led me to meet the people who brought me to the team that I'm working with now. And it's been life-changing. So now I got the new single out called No Gravity, which is out now on digital media. And the video will be out soon for that. So a bunch of exciting things going on. And then I'm also Dominican, so we have No Gravity. And then we have Spanish versions of that song as well.
So what is your nationality? You're very pretty, very gorgeous.
Thank
I see the Dominican side, but are you mixed with anything else? And
I have a little bit of Puerto Rican in there, but yeah, just mainly Dominican and then a little Puerto Rican.
Tell us about, I had to ask, I'm sorry, she's very pretty.
No, I can hear Jit's heart drop right then. I heard his heart drop.
I know,
like
right?
I read in your bio how you had a strong case of stage fright. Tell us a little bit about the stage fright and how you ended up overcoming it. I see that you didn't do any public appearances until the age of 17. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, like I said earlier, I've been singing since I was a little kid, but that was, like, at home, like, when nobody was home or, like, in my room. I was so incredibly shy, and I really don't know what threw it on, but I even with people ask, like, oh, do you sing? I'd be like, no, like, I just like music, or I just play the piano, but I never admitted to singing until I got to high school. And I saw, like, my high school choir, and everyone was doing that, and it seemed so great. So I got involved, and then I had my first, like, solo where I sang in front of, you know, the auditorium. And when I did that, I was like, oh, this isn't as bad as I thought. And, you know, I had such good feedback from it. I'm like, why not keep this going, and especially if it's something that I love.
Wow, that's great. Are there any barriers that you've had? Because I see that you do a lot of covers. I see that you don't have a pick and choose. Looks like to me with music, you just like good music. Like me, I don't care what color, what's the nationality of the music. I just like good music. It doesn't matter. I like a lot of stuff. So, what barriers do you see or have you had to cross being that way and being a performer?
When it comes to, like, barriers in terms of picking a genre or getting into a certain kind of music, I almost don't feel like there are any, because you can take a pop song or a rock song and you can recreate it into, like, for me, like an R&B, a Latin pop type of genre. Like, that's the beauty of music, because you can make it whatever you want to be, even if it was something different beforehand. So I don't like barriers personally. So I just like to recreate.
What is a moment in your career that is most memorable to you?
I would say that's a good question. I think so thus far in my career was filming the video for No Gravity. That was my first, like, major video that I had filmed, and I was so nervous leading up to the day, just because I had never done anything like that. But it was just so much fun, and it really brought the song even more to life. So that's what I would say was most memorable.
Okay, sounds good. Who, tell me, I read your bio, and I see that you had people like Alicia Keys, Mariah Carey. If you had the chance to work with either Alicia Keys, because I love them both, or Mariah Carey, who would you pick and why?
I would pick Alicia Keys, because she's the one who got me back into, like, I had played the piano, then I kind of stopped. You know, when you're a kid, you just want to do other things. And then she came out, and I was like, oh, I want to do this again. And she's so talented in her writing and everything. I mean, Mariah is too. You put me in a hard place, but Alicia would be the one.
I definitely understand. I just briefly, since we're talking about Alicia Keys, I just love how she's taking a stance with the no makeup campaign. And she's saying that, hey, I don't have anything against no makeup. You know, I don't have anything against makeup, but it's just I'm choosing to be free. How do you feel about that, being an artist? Because as an artist, you have to make up. You have to wear different jewelry, different makeup, different highlights, different things you have to do to keep people interested. How do you feel about the no makeup campaign?
I love everything about that. That made me fall in love with her all over again. Because, like you said, you have to have your hair done, your makeup, and you have to be on, as they say, at all times, even going to, like, the gas station, because everyone, you know, you're being watched. But for her to just be like, no, I'm just going to be free. I'm going to keep my natural face and you know, do what I do and go in front of the camera. Like, that's bold. That's brave. I don't know that I could do that, honestly. Like, I love makeup. But so I commend her. Like, I bow down to her. for doing that, because it's getting so much backlash for whatever reason. I don't truly understand, but she's amazing for that.
No problem. That sound, I feel the same way you feel about that situation. I'm have one last question, and I don't want to hog you from everybody else because I can go on and on. I can, because I just love music. What is a song that you're working on right now that isn't out that we should really be on the lookout for? Something that is really dear to you. As an artist, I've worked with artists, so I noticed that one song that you have in the closet or on your computer or on your laptop, and you just are like, you guys need to stay tuned for this one. What is that one song for you?
That song, glad you mentioned it, is actually my second single. It's called My Air. That's, I'm so excited for you guys to hear that. There's actually a little snippet available on just for to listen on SoundCloud. So just throwing that out there. But it's had like a R&B urban flair, but it has like some like its own beats in there too. So it's like everything I love all in one song. So I'm so excited for it.
Sounds good. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have more questions, but I won't hog you. I'm going to pass it over to DJ Sexy. Let her and Blue ask a couple of questions, and then I'll come back.
Okay.
Sure thing.
Sexy.
Hi, Bianca.
Hi.
This is DJ Sexy. Once again, we want to thank you for coming through to the show to us today. And we do have a snippet of that song, and we will get to it. But I do want to ask you, like, coming up, when you were coming up in your household, were you bilingual like your entire life, or did you learn Spanish later in life?
I actually learned Spanish first. Both of my parents still spoke Spanish mainly, so, you know, they taught me Spanish. And then as a kid, like going to school, and I have older brothers, just hearing them talk, then I picked up English, and then, so yeah, that's kind of how it came together.
Ah, that is nice. Spanish first. You know, I'm trying to get that Spanish down. I cannot get it. I'm like halfway there. Spent 3 months in Mexico, and all I can do is directions and get my way back to where I need to be.
Well, that's important. I would say that's a good start.
Well, Spanish is hard to learn, though. I'm just saying.
It is. You got to get the, you know, get your R's rolling, and then you're on your way.
Don't be throwing them R's on this show.
We're
going to get my phone calls.
Never roll them R's again.
They going to be like, tell her to do that again. Tell her to say no. No, fellas, I'm telling y'all now. Not call in.
Ask her. That was a one-time deal.
It's great. So I did see, though, that that you did do your video, and you were working with our partner, Deep. We love that guy. So tell us,
my baby daddy,
how was your experience working with him? As you can see, the ladies here, we love ourselves from Deep.
Yeah, that's me too, baby daddy.
There you go. Deep, he's honestly changed my life, to be perfectly honest. I worked with him on the video, but outside of that, like, he's like a mentor to me, and he works with me on pretty much everything. So he definitely keeps it real, which I appreciate, because he's not one to, you know, sugarcoat. So he keeps me, you know, like on my toes. Like, I have to be at my absolute best working with him. So it's a great thing.
Okay. So who is your biggest influence in life?
In like artist wise, or just in general?
Just in general, like who was your biggest influence? What keeps you motivated? As a sense says, like, who do you think of, or who helps you get that mindset of? You know, every artist always gets to that point where they want to quit or they want to give up. So who influences you to keep going?
Yeah, I would say my parents, really. I don't know if that sounds cliche, but my mom has been my biggest supporter, and my dad passed away a few years ago, but he's really who I think of when I, like, if it's one of those days where it gets hard, like, he was always pushing me to keep going. So they're definitely my biggest influences.
Nice. All right. I'm just going to ask another question. I got a question from the inbox, and, of course, I knew this question was coming. The question is she single? You know I don't care. I'm going to ask you because I knew somebody was going to ask you. But I got it in the inbox right now, so I'm asking it, are you single?
I am not. But, yeah, I do have that special someone. If you hear my song, you can definitely hear the love in the air.
Nice. Do you find that hard so far? Because your career, your song is really just kicking off. It's jump starting fast. Like I just really now seeing how fast it's jumping. And once you get that going, do you think the relationships? Do you think that will be hard for you to control once you start traveling a little more, doing more shows?
That definitely it makes it difficult, but I don't think it's something that'll, you know, like break the relationship. He's super supportive and he's been there. He knows like what the dream is and what I'm working towards. So he definitely supports every move I gotta make.
Nice. That's gonna be my questions. I'm gonna pass it on over to Blue.
All right. Quick question before we pass it over to Blue. Quick question. Is it someone that's in the industry? Are you dating in the industry?
No, it's not.
Okay. I always ask that when somebody says they're dating, just because I find it kind of makes you think when you're dating someone in the industry, is it harder to date in the industry or out the industry? So I always just ask that.
Yeah.
I'm the one to ask the crazy off-the-wall question. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I'm here to chat with you guys. So, all good.
Yeah.
No problem.
We
go
didn't
ahead,
pre-warn
Blue.
You that. We keep it real on Radio Divas. We should have pre-warned her.
Yeah, we're uncut.
That's okay. I have nothing to hide, so we're good.
Oh, that's great.
He's like, in that case.
In that case, let me ask this question. No, I'm going to let you go ahead, Blue. I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yes. It's okay. We're just having fun. But my question is, like, with you being in the relationship and when you do, like, photo shoots and when you go to the studios, do you take along your man with you? Or
not always. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. He's been to, like, studio sessions with me and a couple of things. Just, like, whenever he's available. Because, you know, he has his stuff going on as well. So it's just on an available basis. I definitely like having him there for the support and everything, but if he's not there, then he'll hear all about it at the end of the day.
Oh, okay. And then also, is it like when you go like on tours and, you know, travel the world and all that good stuff, do you usually travel just with your team or do you usually take your significant other with you?
I usually just travel with my team. And again, it just goes back to like whether or not he's available. And then if it's something like a photo shoot or something like that I really want to focus on, sometimes I'd rather just be with the team so I can, you know, be 110% in the game.
Well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. So do you get hit on a lot by other men when your man's not around? Hey,
I'm pretty sure.
You're a beautiful woman. You know what I'm saying? You've got a lot going on for yourself, you know. And is it, like, really hard for you to, like, do people come off rude to you? Like, you know how a lot of guys just be talking out their ass. Excuse my language. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely know what you're saying. I've had experiences with it. I mean, it kind of depends. Like, if you're out, like, at the club or at the bar or whatever, you know, it's a different type of environment. People approach you differently. The liquor's flowing and stuff. So it happens. I will say that. You just have to handle it appropriately. I guess that's what I'll say.
Right. Yeah. So, like, where would you, like, what would you like to perform, like, your ultimate place that you really do want to perform at? It can be anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world. That's a hard question, too. I would want to keep it at home, like the United Center in Chicago. That would just, for me, seeing so many people perform there, that's where I saw a bunch of artists that I look up to perform. So for me to be on that stage, it would be like full circle. It would be crazy.
Well,
that's cool. But you said anywhere in the world, and she said home. You know what I'm saying? So that's mad respect.
Shout out to Chicago. I'm a Chicago native too, so definitely represent.
Yes.
Salute.
Salute. Thank you.
Blue, do you have any more questions?
Actually, that's all the questions I have right now. That's all the questions I have.
I have a couple more. I have at least two more. My inbox is blowing up. One thing I am looking at in my inbox is, what do you listen to? What's on your iPod right now? What is on your phone right now? If we were to just, you know, what are you listening to right now? Because there's so much good music out right now. What are you listening to? Besides yourself, what are you listening to?
Besides myself. Well, let me look. I'm just kidding. I have such a different, so many different artists on my iPod. Like right now, like, Ariana Grande's album came out a couple months ago, and she is just playing the game to me right now. So she's on there. Tori Kelly's on there. I'm big on, like, people with those crazy vocals. So she's on there. Chris Brown, Christopher is on there. Drake. And then I have, you know, some Spanish music on there too. Some Nicki Jam, some other reggaeton artists. I got a little bit of everything.
Okay. What about, I got a couple of questions in my inbox. Also, if we have any callers on the line who want to speak with Bianca or have a question for her, you don't have to hit up my inbox. You can press 1 and ask her live here on Radio Divas. Shout out to everybody who's listening and tuning in. We appreciate you. Definitely tell us about the song that we have here tonight on Radio Divas.
Definitely. So that's my debut single called No Gravity. It was written by myself and by Courtney Graff. It was produced by Logic, and it was vocal arranged by Deep, actually. So, and then the song is just super up-tempo, super positive. It's about how you feel when you're with that special person that takes you to, like, cloud nine, like, to the point where you're floating and you're levitating and you feel like there's no gravity.
Were you a writer on this project?
Yes, I was a writer on there. I co-wrote it with Courtney Graff, so we worked together to put all the ideas together.
Let me ask you a question. As an artist, what's your writing process? Do you write about real life things that are going on with you, or do you write about things, experiences that you hear from others? What's your writing process?
I would say it's a mixture of both. I like to start off with, you know, my experience is what I know best, because then it, you know, that's the most authentic when it comes off in the song. But if you, to, you know, create a little drama to it, give it a little extra spice, so, you know, I like to throw in experiences from outside as well.
Absolutely.
All right, I have another inbox question for you.
Go ahead, sir.
Think Mika.
Okay.
I have an inbox question. And once again, guys, as Mika mentioned before, you can press 1 and talk to Bianca live yourself, but we'll play the inbox game for now. the question is, so far in the industry, do you think that it's harder for women to make it in the R&B world than men? What is your personal opinion on that?
Oh, that's a good question.
That is a good question. That's from the inbox? Dang, okay.
Straight from the inbox.
I see you guys. It is. It does seem like it can be, because with women, I feel like there's more of a superficial standpoint to it. You have to look the part, you have to have a certain body type, you know, and it shouldn't be that way, but
it's kind of how it is. You know, if you don't look, you can't just have a good voice and even a pretty face. Yet there's so much more to the package. With men, I feel like we have some male R&B artists who are talented and have great music, but might not have the best vocal capability. But I don't even know how to explain it. I don't know what the case is, but they somehow seem to make it. And then the female artist doesn't get the recognition that she may deserve.
Right. I kind of feel you on that. I notice that sometimes too. You know, it seems like for females, it is a bit tougher. You know, they always want you to be on point beyond what
exactly.
The male, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
I feel like that
True.
Barrier is like slowly breaking. Like there's people like I think Ashley Graham is a plus size model who's huge now. And she was in a music video, and they're starting that, like the stereotype of what you have to look like or what you have to be before is slowly coming down. So that's good, you know. It lets people be themselves.
True, it does. One last question I just thought of. Have you thought about anything else? I know music is your passion. Do you want to do modeling, acting, anything else
mm-hmm.
outside of music that you have passion for?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to act. I would love to have different lines, like the shoe line or any, you know, I do like fashion as well. And I want to get involved in like nonprofit organizations, mainly the ALS Association, because my dad passed away from that. So if I can get involved in that and help out, that would be dope.
Definitely, definitely. I personally want to thank you for answering all of our questions tonight. We have your single tonight. I'm excited about playing it here on Ground Heart Radio. We want to thank you for coming on. Go ahead
and
tell our listeners before we go into the track. We do? Yay!
Yeah, we got to call it. I try to hit you on the low blow, but it's all good because guess what, ladies? Sorry, they just dropped. So go ahead, Nico. The goal is
no,
to
no problem. Go ahead. Yeah, you got to press
the
one and stay there and wait for
and
it.
Stay on. Don't
323-693-3043. Press one again and talk with us live. We have a couple more minutes. Tell our listeners how they can follow you, how they can keep up with what you have going on, how they can purchase your single, your SoundCloud, whatever we need to know to get in contact or keep up with you.
For sure. So my social media, all social media is at The Acosta Music. So that's Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, Facebook, all of that. I have my website, beacostamusic.com. So I post, there's updates posted on there. And then my music is, the first single, No Gravity, is on all digital media. So iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify, Rasty, all of them. It's on all of those. So, you know, check it out.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Hey, ladies, the caller is back. Y'all want to take the call?
Yes. Yes,
right.
Go ahead. First one, you're here with Radio Diva.
847 is your area code. Your last four digits is 1494. You're live on Radio Divas with Miss Bianca. Who we got?
This is Lauren.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Radio Divas.
Hello.
Hi.
I just want to say I love Bianca Costa and I love the single No Gravity. I just want to ask her what her favorite concert ever was that she went to.
Oh, that's a good question. Because I love music so much. Thank you, Lauren. My favorite concert, I would say, I'm going back. I think it would be Tori Kelly. I saw her perform just a few months ago. And she has this way about her where it's just like her and her guitar and her band. And she just, no dancers or anything. And she just kills it and engages everyone in such a crazy way. So that was my favorite concert.
Nice. Thanks, Bea.
No problem.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Shout out to our caller for calling in and asking a question.
Yeah.
Guys, feel free to press 1. You don't have to hit up our inboxes. You can ask the question live here on Radio Divas. Just hit the 1 button to speak with us live. When we go ahead and introduce the track, I'm going to ask you to introduce it in Spanish and then introduce it in English.
Ooh, I like
that. Sounds good.
So I will do it in Spanish first.
Here we go, right now.
Yes, go ahead.
All righty. ¿Cómo estamos, mi gente? Mi nombre es Bianca Costa y van a escuchar mi nueva canción, No Gravedad.
All right. I like that.
I know, right?
Go ahead.
I'm glad. And then we will switch it up now. So thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Bianca Costa, and you're about to hear my debut single, No Gravity.
Nah,
thank you. You're welcome to stay on with us. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Feel this heat rising, starting to lose control. Body to body, give me your heart and soul. You know I can't wait to give you all of me. Your love got me floating off my feet. No rest.
Top 20 Latin dance track. That's amazing.
Thank you. That was great. That was great. We also have the snippet that you talked about. If you don't mind introducing that one more time, you can introduce that in Spanish and then English for me again. I got some listeners who said they love the Spanish version.
Awesome. Thank you. So, yes. So, ahora van a escuchar un pedacito de mi segundo disco que se llama Mi Aire. You guys are about to hear a little snippet of my second single, My Air.
All right, here on Radio Diva.
And I'm wasted. Touch me, grab me, kiss me. Take me to the sky so high I can breathe. You take my breath away. You make me so crazy.
Wow. I just got mad at it.
That was nice. That's on
Thank you.
So is that all we have? That was good. I like that. That was great.
Thank you. I can't wait for you guys to hear the whole thing. It'll come soon.
When is do you have an expected release date for the single?
For the second single, not an exact date yet, but very, very soon. I will say that.
Video as well.
Video should be out between September and October, so that'll be out before, and then the second single will be out shortly after.
Great, we'll be on the lookout for that. We want to thank you for bringing a little extra flavor to Radio Divas, some diversity. I was so excited to have you on. I think we all were just overly excited. I don't know if you did. Did you get a chance to ask her what she, who was it said, cousin?
Yeah, slipped in my mind. I wanted to know, Bianca, was you related to or are you familiar with Rosa Acosta, the model?
I'm not related to her, but I am familiar with her, and she's gorgeous.
And y'all could pass for sisters, I tell you.
Thank you. Well, that's a big compliment. Thank you. Yeah, I love her.
Yes. Thank you for coming on Radio Divas, though, answering all of our questions, no hesitations. We definitely just want to say much success and best wishes, and we definitely will be on the lookout, and maybe we'll catch you in concert. I'm looking forward to that. DJ Saxy will keep me updated on that. I'm guaranteeing it. Of course.
For sure. Thank you guys so much for having me. You guys are great.
No problem. Thank you for joining Radio Divas.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
That was great. That was great.
That was awesome.
Shout out to everybody who is tuned in, listening in. Remember, it's 393-693-3043. Press 1 to speak with us live. You going to give us a music break, a music beat?
We're going to pay some bills. Yeah, we're going to take a music break. It's Radio Divas, you know, and the next track up is your main man, Vocal, with Come Over. Live on Radio Divas. Let's ride.
Down.
watch it open. She losing control. I got her right where I want her. Yeah, smoke cold. She hit the shit. She hit the shit. Little mama super dick. She say we stupid rich. Money all on the floor. She say she wanna strip. Money on the floor.
Check me out.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio. Yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what happened?
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Deep. Yeah.
Shout out to the
Come over.
I don't even know.
Diamond Pete. I'm off the dead, scared as dead, free head, community,
area, paperback, trifinary, unity,
hey, dusty arrow, too basic, backstabbing,
original, no. This that East and West connection, that give and take of affection, and in your doubt that disapproves, just draw blood to get dealt with. This that brick slap with that belt, and your feelings ain't felt. Get a life, stay out of mind, before I turn you on to your death with y'all.
Y'all gon' fall back, shoot it real. All encounter what you do feel.
Bonnie Clyde. Y'all old stinking ass, man. Yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Walking dead.
Yeah.
Scared as hell.
Yeah.
Free head.
Yeah.
Community, community, community.
Scary ass.
Yeah.
Paperback.
Yeah.
Trapping ass.
Yeah.
Unity, unity.
Hey. Rusty arrow.
Yeah.
Two faces.
Yeah.
Backstabbing.
Yeah.
Community, community. That's a
greedy ass.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
Back. Shout out to Diamond P, who was on with us last week as well. Shout out to Bianca, great interview. Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs. She sent me a song on yesterday, which she will be releasing soon. So we're going to have that song debut here live on Radio Divas. But I don't want to take what today is lightly. I know we briefly got into it at the beginning of the show. I'm going to go back to Blue and let her discuss her 9/11 experience. Blue, are you still there with us?
Ms. Blue?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Basically, what I was saying about 9/11 is that my ex-husband was actually in the Navy, and I was in high school when there's actually this event had occurred. It's really scary when you know somebody in the service and they're, you know, serving our country and something tragic like this happens. I mean, it's not easy. I have family that lives, you know, where this event ended up happening. So it sucks to even having your mind racing, thinking something had happened. You know, I just want to give my love and condolences to everybody who lost a loved one due to this tragic event. But, you know, it looks like, you know, we're coming together as people trying to support each other, especially when this kind of stuff happens.
That's real.
True. That's real. True. I know that, like I was saying in the beginning, I know that that's a scary moment to be away from your loved one and not know if they are directly impacted by such a tragic situation. So definitely understand and sympathize with what you went through that day. Saxie, tell us a little bit about your experience on that day.
My experience on that day, wow, it's just amazing to think that it was just 15 years ago, because I can still remember.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Like it was just a, you know, it don't feel like 15 years.
No.
But I, my experience, I was in school, and we were sitting down, and I remember because we were in English class, and everybody was in the middle of writing papers, you know, writing that morning paper, getting everything in.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember another teacher came down the hall, and next thing I know, our teacher turned the news on. You know, we had TVs in the room, so she turned the news on. And she turned it on in enough time where we didn't see the second plane go into the building, but it was
the
already
building.
Happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was already happened. And after that, you know, we were just kind of in shock. Like, we didn't know what was really going on. And I remember after that, like, not even an hour after that, we got out of school early. I remember, like, the buses, everybody's going home, parents are calling, we're all getting out of school early. Even though we're all the way here in Mississippi at the time, we got out of school early on that day. And I remember going home and watching it and, you know, just seeing everything on the news and just being in shock. And mind you, again, September 11th is my sister's birthday. My younger sister, you know, this is her birthday. So, you know, she as well as anybody else whose birthday today, you know, you always have that to remember about your birthday.
Yeah.
And I also want to give a little input in, because I did the past couple of years ago, I actually went to D.C. and went and saw the Pentagon Memorial, and it is breathtaking. The way that it is set up, even when I went to visit it, you know, I didn't personally know anybody. But when you're there in that setting and there's people coming around and you read these people's stories, you know, you can't help but to get emotional just looking at it. Same thing for Ground Zero when I had the opportunity to go there as well. Such an emotional place to visit. If you guys haven't been to visit yet, next time you go towards the D.C. area or New York, make sure you check out those memorials. It is definitely breathtaking as well.
Just tell us a little bit about your experience, and then I'll kind of just go briefly into mine.
Absolutely. 15 years ago, I was 19. I was actually at work. I was working at McDonald's at the time, and some of the customers, they was huddled up around the TV, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, McDonald's got 2-3 TVs, but everybody was just at this particular television. They looking at it. I come over there, you know what I'm saying, and I actually saw the plane go into the building, and it looked like some, you know, excuse my language, it looked like some shit off of a movie, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, wow, is this here in America? You know what I'm saying? And at the time, the customers was like, well, I got people in New York, and it was just a melee that day, you know what I'm saying? But I will never forget it.
Yeah.
And it, like I said, it looked like a science fiction movie. You know what I'm saying? You would never expect nothing like that to happen in America. You know, so like DJ Sexy said, you know, it don't even feel like 15 years ago, because I can remember that like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Correct. It doesn't seem like 15 years is a long time when we speak in terms of days and hours and seconds. But when you're mourning something that is so important and tragic to the history of America, it's not that long ago. Like, I was 15 years ago, I was at Delta State University at school and going to college. They in the union, everybody's watching it on a big screen. They actually canceled class, allowed people to go home, you know, because at that time, that day, they didn't know, you know, it's when something major like that happens, they shut everything down because they don't know what's next to be hit, you know, or whatever.
Right.
So we ended up dismissing class. You go home, and now you're at home with your family. I'm a military brat, so my dad is Army retired. So I can just kind of sympathize. My dad having Purple Hearts and stuff and having near-death experiences, I could kind of sympathize with those, not know how they feel, but sympathize with what they're going through, not knowing if you're going to get that call. And, you know, because you got interviews with people out on the street, you know, just standing there waiting on the phone call for their loved one. So I definitely understand and know that feeling. And if you hadn't been to the memorial, like Saxy says, it's something you need to see for yourself, because every day, 365 days of the year, if somebody's there trying to get closure or trying to reach out to somebody that they've lost in such a tragic incident, and in that incident. So it's a day that America would never forget. I think it's what took us into the war, into the Iraqi war. I was reading a post from the Washington Post.
That started getting crazy from 01 up until now. You know what I'm saying? That's when I, as an American, I felt unsafe. You know what I'm saying? But that was the beginning of it.
Correct. It is when everything started turning. But as Americans, I was reading the Washington Post today, and they were talking about the Iraqi war. And, you know, at that time, they were saying that Saddam Hussein was one of the reasons connected directly to the bombings. However, now today they're saying that they're not sure if he can be directly linked to it. It was never any evidence, you know, that he was a part of that. How do you guys feel about that? You know, because if we made a mistake so big, then that took a lot of people lost their life in Iraq. A lot of people were deployed, you know, to Iraq. A lot of people's lives changed because of things that happened in Iraq. If you don't know a soldier or somebody who's been in the Army, being in the Army is not something, a walk in the park, you go home, you go to Iraq and come back the same way you left. No, when you come back, you have a lot of post-traumatic situations that happen after the war. So, you know, it's like it's a triple effect, a domino effect. So how do you feel if Saddam Hussein was not the reason and that we went into war for no reason. So how do you guys feel about that? Sexy, I'll take you first.
Wow.
You know, I remember that, and it's just amazing. You know, and as an American, you know, when things like this happen, everybody's in shock. Everybody's trying to figure out what's what. And, you know, you're looking for evidence. You're looking for clues. And, you know, it's kind of like a murder trial. You know, like you have all these clues and bits and pieces, and mm-hmm. you're hoping that everything's right, and you're assuming, and you know, and then you take action. Well, it just is horrible. Like after, you know, like you said, Mika, so many lives, so many soldiers being sent over there, women and children that are over there getting hurt and this and that, and you know, at that point in time when everything was going on, people here in America looked at our own Americans who didn't look like us differently. You know what I'm saying? So
that's true.
And I just want to mention that too, because I have a friend who was Muslim, and he wasn't from, his parents were not from Iran. They were actually from like a part of India. But you know, people, you know how Americans, you know, you get to looking at people and, oh, he has a turban on his head. Like, one of my friends was like that. And at this time, you know, it was hard for his family because everybody in America was looking at, you know, different people differently. So I do want to put that in, too, that these,
and just,
these
I can
people,
admit that I was one
you know,
of them. I was
that.
Looking at people kind of sideways. I'm a man enough to admit that.
Right. See, and you know, it's so many things at one time. Mika, but that is a good question because it's just so much. I can't even really explain, you know, the in-depth of that because that would be like one of the biggest mistakes of all time if we put all of our energy into that one pot and then that's not where the pot originated. But then today we have all this problem going on with ISIS, you know, so then you can look back and be like, dang, did we go to the wrong place to start with? You know, it's amazing.
Well, in the essay, it says three people it could have been. It could have been Saddam Hussein, or it could have been Al-Qaeda, or it could have been ISIS, or any other racial terrorist group. It's not only those. Those are the only ones that we have recognition of. There are many other groups,
right.
But as the leader of the free world, we know that everybody's human and going to make mistakes. But that's not a mistake that you can take lightly because so many lives were not only changed because of the tragic of 9/11, but the aftermath of 9/11. Like I say, it was a domino effect. So, you know, I want us to look at what happened after that. Even though we're looking at 9/11 and the impact it had on that day, I also want to address the things that it had an effect on after that day. Like, do you know somebody, Jit, mm-hmm. that went to Iraq and who has been affected by going? I know people who went to Iraq and who are affected from going over there. You see a lot of stuff. My dad was an alcoholic. You know, I don't have to talk about that a lot, but he drank a lot because of things that he's seen while he was in Vietnam. My dad went to Vietnam during that war. But, you know, everybody has a way of coping. So do you know anybody, yeah. Who went and didn't come back, who was affected, not because they lost somebody, but because their life was affected in the aftermath?
Yeah, you know, I got a couple of friends that fought in the war. And, you know, most things, I think, I want to make sure I say it, post-traumatic stress afterwards. I'm not going to say to the state to where they walking around all crazy and depressed, but it definitely affected their personality. You know, that's why I just tell folks, we got to always show love to our vets, support them. They putting their life on the line for us. And Mika, I just want to backtrack real quick on that first topic you were saying about, oh, they don't know who was responsible for 9/11. If that is true, I believe they've known about that for a very long time, and they just not letting the public know. You know what I'm saying? And it's a sad situation because we got folks fighting for us, and they lose their lives every day. You know what I'm saying? So the government is something. It's funny. They funny. And I'm starting to realize that as I get older. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just salute our vets.
Right.
We want the truth at the end of the day. We deserve that as the people.
I believe that's a secret that would never come to light. I just think I don't believe you cannot stand up and say the free leader of the world made that big of a mistake. And I think that a lot of times when stuff happens, it distracts our focus from what's really going on. A lot of times they need wars to fuel a lot of different other things, and they'll use that to, you know, disguise what we really need to be looking at and putting our focus into. Shout out to the 9/11
right.
people. I'm not taking anything from them, but shout out to our people who get up, our men and women who get up and go fight for this country, this
That's
free world that we live in today.
Yeah. Yeah.
My father was one of those people, and I respect him. He fought 50, 40 years. He went in the Army at 14.
God bless.
Back then, you could leave school and go straight to the Army and finish school in the Army, and my daddy went and made a career out of it. And we have men and women who sacrificed their lives, sacrificed their family lives in order to make sure that we're able to still live as a free country. So shout out to those people. Blue, do you have any, you know, thing you want to say on the topic? How do you feel about maybe making a bad decision off of something?
We
do that in life every day. We lost Blue.
Yes,
okay. Well, that's no problem. I'm reading some of my text messages, and I have some Army friends. And, I know somebody that went to war, and they're saying since they've been back, they saw a lot of stuff. They don't talk much. They're affected by what happened. You know, they're not affected by losing anyone, but they're affected by the aftermath of it.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely want to give that a little highlight.
Yeah.
I just thought that was something good to talk about, you know, with the aftermath of everything.
Absolutely, sis.
Great, great show tonight. Can we have a quick song, something kind of soft, just to kind of go with the mood of the topic, and then we'll come back and close the show out for tonight.
We're going to get some kind of soft. You know what? DJ Sassy got one hell of a groove mix, so let's get our groove on. Radio Divas, take off.
Check me out.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is.
Know what time it is.
Radio Divas.
Radio. Yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what happened?
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Deep. Yeah.
You're now listening to the hottest female DJ, DJ Sexy.
Girl, your body good and you're special to me. Wanna make you my lady officially. Grab your tickets for Biden, me willing for pay. Fly you in from distance away.
Right. My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. I thank God you came. How many more days could I wait? I made plans with you. And I won't let them fall through. I think I lie for you. I think I die for you. Jodeci cry for you. Do things when you want me to. Life controller. Controller. Yeah. Life controller. Controller. Yeah. Okay. You like it when I get aggressive, tell you to go slower, go faster, like controller, controller, like controller.
Yeah.
Anonymous Benny Conner with burners on us. Come and ride a minute. Burk a duffel, 100,000 in it. Eight roll up. Anyway, do say mint with lemonade. Feeling good like I'm dealing yay. Moving to the day. Time limit never. Could do this forever. Can't even put it in words. I'm in love with him. Slanging work on the curb. Hustling drugs with him. The jet ride, 50 million in one. Feeling. See, I'm high as a motherfucker. Don't have me. Make me lie to you, mother. Man, truth is for real. Feel like Dre for real. Mixed with Eric B and Rakim. Shout a hell on the scale. I feel the game enticing me. Like every time I see her, they're like a pop of steel. High enough to see a Leah. For real. And man, I know all the chill. You don't know how to make a nigga. Hey, you say
you DJ Sexy. Cause you got something special that makes me wanna taste you. I want it all day long. I'm addicted like it's wrong. I want it all day long. I'm addicted like it's wrong. They can imitate you, but they can't duplicate you. Cause you got something special that makes me wanna taste you. I want it all day long. I'm addicted like it's wrong. I want it all day long. I'm addicted like it's wrong.
What you got? What you gonna do with the dessert? Do what? Do what? Do that? See that?
States All-Star DJs.
Murder that dance flow.
You did that.
I was twerking. I was trying to do a little twerk.
And you said something soft, sis, my bad. But it was still groovy, though.
Yeah, it was groovy. It was kind of one of the ones you want to get in the car and you want to, you know, put your pedal to the metal and kind of ride out. Shout out to DJ Sexy, always bringing us the hits. Sexy, absolutely. Do you have a music review for tonight, or you want to go ahead and just give your shout out?
Sure. Yeah, I have my review. Hit it.
Let's get it.
Well, let's get it. Y'all know before I start my reviews, I always hit y'all with some kind of news. Today's news, I just want to, man, shout out to Beyonce, who has got to be the coolest boss in the world. She allowed her lead dancer's boyfriend to interrupt the concert in St. Louis last night with a wedding proposal in the middle of the Single Ladies song. Big shout out, because that is huge.
Shout out to B. Shout out to the Beehive.
I don't know. I saw the video and I was like, dang, at the concert. Whoa. Nice. Nice. You know she has got to be amazing to allow something like that. But right when she got that ring on her finger, hug and kiss, Beyonce looked back at her dancers and said, now let's see if she can do it with a ring on it. And they went right back to performing the song. So, but like, B don't play no games, but she did give them the opportunity to get that in.
No doubt.
Yeah, just shout out to her, man. Also, another musical shout out to my boys, Ray Shrimmer. You know they from Tupelo, Mississippi. Of course, they got that Billboard magazine cover.
Yeah.
That's that Mississippi salute. Power for you right there. Big salute.
Shout out, home team. Shout out.
Most definitely. All right, guys. Today, we're going to get into it with our R&B review because some of these artists have been moving around the charts. So here we go. Coming in on the R&B chart at number 10. It's the song, Do You Mind? This is coming off of DJ Khaled's top-selling album right here. This is DJ Khaled featuring Nicki Minaj, Chris Brown, and August. My boy, August. Coming in at number 9, we have Party Next Door featuring Drake with their hot single, Come and See Me. Come and See Me is Party Next Door's track that's supposed to be moving these guys back up on these charts, so we'll see how it goes. I kind of like the song, so we'll see where it goes. Number 8, my boy Chris Brown with his song Grass Ain't Greener. Coming in at number 7, Beyonce with her song Sorry. Coming in at number 6 is a song called Gangsta by the newcomer Kalani. Y'all make sure y'all check that song out if you haven't heard it. She already on the chart. Number 5, No Limits, Baby, Usher featuring Young Thug. Number 4, Drake's song Controller has fallen down from spot number 2 all the way down to number 4. Coming in at number 3, Tory Lanez with his song Love is moving on up.
I like
it. Was
that.
At number 8, and it is now at number 3, so that song is moving up.
Yeah.
And holding their same positions as spot number 2 and number 1. Number 2, we have Rihanna with Needed Me. And still holding strong on number 1 on the charts is One Dance by Drake featuring Wizkid and Kyla. Still holding it in on number 1. And that right there is the hot R&B song.
You know something that I haven't seen on the chart that I'm missing is The Party Next Door with Come See Me For Once. To me, that's a great song, and I'm surprised it hadn't reached the top 5 of the chart.
He's number 9. He's
want him
nine.
In number 5. I want him to ease
you want him
on up.
Yeah,
like, can I bump him up?
You want to bump him up yourself?
I love that song. Anybody, I'm going to post it on my page. Go check it out. It's a good, good song. I'm going to send it to you guys, Jid, if you hadn't heard it. Saxy,
yeah,
go ahead and give your shout-out to her tonight, and I'll close us out.
So, I just want to shout-out to all of you guys, my cast. You know, we always work hard. Shout-out to y'all.
Yeah.
Mika, Blue, Chip. Shout-out to y'all, man. Shout out to the home team, USA DJs. Shout out to Puncho Strickland for helping me get Bianca on the show tonight. Because I know we had to get around her little schedule with her blowing up so fast on us. So shout out to him. And that's about it for me, guys, as far as shout outs. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at DJ Saxy, Instagram at DJ_Saxy. And y'all go ahead and hit that little like button on Facebook while you're at it.
You did.
All right. Mr. Awesome, Mr. Jit, you have anything you want to say tonight? Anything?
I just want to say
you
shout
wanna
out
motivate
to the Radio Divas. Shout out to the Divas. I love y'all ladies. I love being on the show with y'all every Sunday. And you can always check me out on Ground Hard Radio every Tuesdays and Thursday nights right here on Ground Hard Radio. For more about Radio Divas and Ground Hard Radio, as well as our other shows on the network, you can go to groundhardradio.com. I'm going to turn it back to you, Miss Mika.
All right, I appreciate that. Shout out to everybody who tunes in and listens with us every Sunday. Shout out to our guest for tonight, Miss Bianca. Shout out to our previous guest. Shout out to Blue and Erica Arthur in their absence. Quickly tonight, shout out to everybody again with the 9/11. Shout out to everybody affected by the aftermath of 9/11. If you lost someone, definitely much respect. R.I.P. I don't have a really shout out for tonight, but I'm just going to briefly speak on something that's on my heart, and that's live today as if tomorrow may never come. And that's just in reference to the aftermath of 9/11. You have to live it. Every morning you get up, live today as if tomorrow may never come. Never put off tomorrow what you can do today. Those people that were in that building on 9/11, they didn't know, had no idea that they weren't coming home that evening. I'm pretty sure of it. I'm pretty sure everybody, all 3,000 people, got up with the intention of coming home to those people that are mourning their loss right now. So that's just my thing. Live today as if tomorrow may never come. Whatever your dreams are, put them in front of you and get to it. Don't put off your dreams. Get to them right now. Step out on faith. Thank you for rocking with Radio Divas each and every Sunday right here on Grind Hard Radio. Your girl, Miss Coco Mika, check me out on IG, and I'm out.
Radio Divas. See y'all next week.
Peace. All right. Much love.
Check me out.
Yeah.
Now, if y'all looking for somebody to be apologetic about how fly these ladies are,
y'all looking for that?
Y'all got the wrong one.
Not right here, player.
Y'all know what time it is. Radio Divas.
Radio, yeah.
Miss Mika.
Miss Mika, what happened?
Miss Blue.
Yeah.
DJ Saxy. Erica Arthur. Right here. Grind Hard Radio Network. Radio Divas. Yeah.
get exotic with the melodic tune. I get hypnotic with the moon, but you got to put me down soon. I flip a shot show if you come my way. Up, down, and around, even sideways. I'm about as ready as the light can get. We can go all out. I ain't afraid of the sweat, but yet. I bet you got the techniques to freak a girl inside out. What's that all about? Can I have some of that? You gotta put me on. Word around town is your 9 men strong. I wanna be put on in the worst way. Since the first day, I think it was the Thursday. You be that brother that I wanna sink my teeth in. Make me wanna ask, where the hell you been? I like the way you be with all that personality. But I got flavor too, you need to go with me. Every day, new clothes. Look at the cut coupons. Wow. Oh, freak out the heat, so bluffy. Slang is catchy because it's more than 20 ducats. Drunk it. Kinda rich, now his pockets looking straight. Slam the D's on the benzo, pancake by the gate. Mom, looking straight with her half. She got great lounging in her new home that's about to stay. I'll be your core mail, motel. You can get it when you want it, even though you got chicks all up on it. Don't matter, cause brother, you fly. I can't lie. Mackin' daddy from the corner of my eye. Now, baby, bring it on. Don't be frontin' on your baby boo. All I wanna know is what's up with you. How can I get with you? Seems like you got a hold on me. It must be voodoo, cause baby, I want you. About so big, about so small, about this length, about this width, about this flow, about this gift. Instinct me and me right up your alleyway. Skip the Moet, let's chill with some Alizé. Enough stress in our day. Let me massage your mind as my mental start to play. A ghetto sauce you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate bar. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep strong for the tour, brother, man, and me, damn the family, what else could we be with no one understands us but me, you were the first to tame me, big T, I'm out.